KNOM Update News. I'm Ben Matheson, and it's 12:02. A two-day sentencing hearing is underway for a Fairbanks woman who struck and killed 11-year-old Jameson Thrun as he walked to school. 68-year-old Yiki Kim was charged with manslaughter and reckless driving in the death of Jameson last fall. She pleaded guilty in December to criminally negligent homicide and could be sentenced to up to 4 years under the terms of a plea agreement. Kim had taken 5 different types of prescription medication the morning of the crash, some of which are known to cause dizziness or impaired driving. She did poorly on a field sobriety test. Dozens of Thrun family member supporters attended Tuesday's hearing in Superior Court. Most of them wore large buttons that said "Justice for Jameson." An Eek man is in jail and charged with attempted murder after a stabbing early Tuesday morning. Just before 3 a.m., Alaska State Troopers in Bethel received a report from the Eek VPSO that the stabbing had occurred. When troopers arrived to investigate, they found 20-year-old Eek resident Frank Pleasant had stabbed his cousin, 22-year-old Robert Carter, multiple times with a knife. Carter says he interrupted Pleasant as he was talking to a friend. Pleasant then stabbed him 6 times with a small kitchen knife. Carter sustained serious, life-threatening injuries and was transported to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation Hospital in Bethel. Pleasant was arrested and charged with attempted murder. He was transported to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. He is being held in lieu of a no-bail status. Last night, the Nome Planning Commission conditionally approved Nome Gold's permit for its industrial campsite west of Dredge 6. The permit will be fully approved if the company can provide answers to the commission's question at a public hearing to be held in 2 weeks. Nome Gold's Mitch Erickson laid out the company's plans for the 150-acre parcel of land directly north of the West Beach recreational dredging area. In addition to maintaining road access to the camp, Nome Gold will be grading a road for direct access to West Beach. The campsite will not allow any permanent structures on the property, but tents, vehicles, and connexes will be allowed. While Nome Gold will not have the camp hooked up to water or electricity services, portable toilets and garbage collection will be available. Erickson's presentation answered many questions, but the commission still had reservations. Chairman Tom Sparks.
Well, I think we ought to try to support this. I mean, that's my feel. And then perhaps, limit it to this year and see how it goes. You know, I'm concerned about gray water. I'm concerned about waste. But I'd rather have people up there than all up and down the beach in an uncontrolled environment.
In addition to those concerns, the commission requested a detailed road access map and site plan, as well as a list of ownership of personal property at the site. They also requested a 1-year limit to be added to the permit. Erickson agreed to provide the requested information at a special session of the Planning Commission scheduled for June 21st. The commission plans to hold public comment before issuing the final approval. With conditional permission awarded, Nome Gold anticipates opening the camp by mid-June. Erickson says the camp already has about 20 applicants. Alaska's congressional delegation has introduced legislation calling for the U.S. Department of Commerce to set catch limits for Alaska Native whaling communities if the International Whaling Commission fails to act on a request for a 6-year extension of current quotas. The current limits are set to expire at the end of the year. Senators Murkowski and Begich introduced the bill in the Senate Tuesday. Representative Don Young is sponsoring an identical bill in the House. A delegation press release says the legislation is a precautionary move should the Whaling Commission fail to act on the quotas extension request at its meeting next month in Panama because of political difference over other issues. The Alaska Whaling Commission says the legislation sends an important message to the IWC. Norton Sound Health Corporation has received $2 million in discretionary Indian Health Service funds to put towards a $10 million shortfall in the staffing budget. President and CEO Devin Parlaker says the money is needed to ramp up staffing for the move to the new hospital. He says securing the funds included collaboration with the congressional delegation.
The two senators and Congressman Young really advocated on behalf of Norton Sound to make sure that we got that funding in place so we could make the operational changes, including hire some new staff prior to our November opening and get them trained and oriented and situated before the hospital actually opens on November 14th.
The hospital is hoping to add 50 to 100 new staff members with the move. The cost for a full implementation is $21.5 million. Parlaker says the president's budget included $10 million for staffing.
What we're going to do is we're going to use a step-up approach. We're going to use our money carefully, with a lot of consideration, make sure that we hire positions that are absolutely necessary for us to make that next step up. And hopefully we do a smarter job with our billing and collections and looking at some cost savings and make up the difference.
Parlaker says the hospital may hire 25 to 40 employees in the near term. Norton Sound is asking Congress to fully fund the balance of the staffing request. The Parliker says federal funding is very tight.
We may not be at 100% of our utilization of the new facility just because of a staffing shortage. But that won't compromise the comprehensive nature of services that we plan to offer.
Parliker says the Norton Sound Board was considering using discretionary money if the IHS funds did not come through. Two other tribal health care providers received IHS funds, the South Central Foundation and the Tanana Chiefs Conference. The price of gold in New York today is up $3.40 at $1,621.30 an ounce. An ounce of silver up 90 cents at $29.53. A pound of zinc at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 departed Anchorage at 10:59. It's expected to arrive in Nome at 12:28. It is currently 69 degrees outside the downtown K&OM studios, 8 minutes past 12 o'clock.